Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. It's time to start our service today. We're glad everyone is here. It's going to be a great day today. It's an exciting day. Let's have our first song. Let's stand. Heavenly Highway Hymns number 2, page 24. Page 24. Last week, we heard a young man talk about being saved. So I think this song is appropriate this morning. We want to give you that opportunity at this time.
to join this church here today. So while we're out,
57, 257. Verse 2.
I now baptize this, my brother, by the authority of Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Here we go. Thank you. What a blessed event to see this. There's an old song that we used to sing up in the country and sometimes still do here called We Are Building Up the Temple. And this is just evidence of that the Lord is adding to his church. those that have been saved. I recall, Brother D.W., that story back when King Hiram supplied all that stuff for King Solomon to build the temple over there. And so they prepared all that stuff up in the mountains, and they shipped it by barges down through there. And when they brought all that stuff for the temple to be made, everything just fit in place. There was no sound of a hammer, no sound of an axe, no sound of a chisel, because the stuff was made ready before it was put in the temple. And that's the way we practice and believe, that the soul is made ready before it joins the church. There was no salvation expressed right up here. Salvation's already been wrought on that young man's heart, like he said, but we appreciate that, and I appreciate all of you. Thank you for being here. Welcome to our service at Murfreesboro Missionary Baptist. If you're visiting, we want you to take part, and hopefully the Lord will bless you in some way or another here today. And for the sake of time, since we've already had the baptizing, we'll forego the children's sermon that we normally do, and we trust possibly to do that next week. I believe that we have the Lord lead. But we want to go to the Lord in prayer at this time, as we normally always do at this point in the service. It's needful. It's fitting. It's part of our worship. It's part of us getting ready to worship the Lord. And He expects us, and we are obliged to pray to Him for thanksgiving, to pray to Him for things that we need, and pray for tomorrow. But most of all, pray for those that are lost, and including this service. In a little while, if the Lord willing, Brother, not Brother Kenneth, he's not here anymore, is he? But Brother Ricky will preach for us, and we will look forward to hearing that. But before we do, is there any prayer requests on anyone's heart at this time? Anything you want to make known to this body? Yes. It's the first step. First step in the Christian life is to be saved and then to join the church. So pray for that. Thank you for mentioning that, Brother Faith. Yes. Oh, bless. Okay. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, there's those children and other members that are attending the Do-Re-Mi Gospel Music Academy. That's a yearly thing, and the Lord can visit up there in those series of lessons and meetings and gatherings up there. And people say, well, why do we spend time and effort on it? Well, I think that if you look at the Psalms 100, what does it say? It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I believe in that. And I believe that, you know, here we practice the singing of it and the playing. And players like this our dear friend Janice over here, I can't express how much I appreciate the talent that she has there. And a good gospel song just sets the tone. It can convey a message to people's heart, and it can get you ready for the message that is to come. So that's why we practice the shape note music and singing, and I'm glad that we do. All right. Thank you for that request, and let's remember those that are in the bulletin, those that are not. Brother Jeff Sanford, I understand he's having some problems upon problems since he's been admitted to his rehab over there, and he needs our prayers. Miss Donna does too. That's why. Anything else before we do pray? We'll call on someone to pray in a minute, but is there any other prayer requests? Yes, sir.
We need to pray for our brother, Jeff Sanford.
Yes.
Jeff's in the hospital. He's been there a few days.
Yes.
And he's not doing well.
Right.
And I think that we'll call him our visit.
Yes.
Speed his recovery.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Someone else? If not, we'll have an altar prayer. We can do that. If there's no other requests, it's being requested that we pray at the altar here. So it's good that we can make our petition known anywhere, but it's especially good if you want to come around about here or wherever you want to bow. So as we're making our way up, we'll call on someone to lead, and we'll ask our preacher brethren, and we don't want to pick on him because He's here for other reasons, but I ask Brother D.W. if he would to lead us in prayer. Brother D.W. Thor, would you lead our prayer?
One of our children, Rowan, got to attend the Do-Re-Mi Academy this week, and he's going to lead our next song for us today.
Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Bless your heart. Lord bless you. Bless you. Bless your heart. Thank you, Sister Barbara. Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else. Won't everybody follow the Lord this morning? That's the way it ought to be every service. Everybody following the Lord. Somebody else? Brother Trey. Bless. Amen. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Bless you, Brother Trey. Brethren, we've got two young preachers now. Brother Sam is, like myself, he's not a young preacher anymore, but we are thankful for this. Everybody follow the Lord. Yeah, I agree.
What I'm going to suggest is we
always give a right hand of church fellowship to one that's been baptized. Landon, if you'll come up here. Brother Trey has just announced that the Lord has called him to preach, and we've done talked about this, so I've got a little bit more notice than y'all did. I'm just waiting for the moment, and so everybody that will, while we sing this song, let's come around, let's extend the land in the right hand of church fellowship, and I hope handshakes today. For Brother Trey, we're going to say we're praying for him.
Amen. That's what I want him to do. But don't ever take away from Landon's day. This is his day as far as baptism is concerned. And we're praying for him. I'm praying that he becomes a great member in the local church. Come on over here. We can get out there. But I'm praying that Landon gets to be a great member in the local church. Well, you see, everybody just come around and shake hands with one another.
Favorite gospel songs, 280.
285?
Appreciate everybody coming around, shaking hands with Landon for his right hand of church fellowship. For Brother Trey, I hope you meant that you were praying for him. You need to be praying for him. He's got a great big job upon him. He called me the other day and asked if we could meet and talk, and we did that other day, and I was glad and somewhat suspicious, I guess you could say, when he called. And we talked for a long time and different things that I think he wanted me to talk him out of it. I know that feeling. I didn't ask anybody to talk me out of it, but I understand that feeling. And but we were glad to hear this good news. I told him at the end of our talk, I said, now, I'm not going to tell this. I said, I won't tell when somebody gets saved. I won't tell it until they tell it. And I said, I'm not going to tell yours. And he done told me this morning that it was on him pretty heavy. And I was thankful. And I know it was nervous for him. But we'll set up a time here before too long, and he'll preach his first message is what we'll do. We'll kind of let him say a little bit as far as when it's going to be. If not, we'll set it for him is what we'll do. They didn't give me a choice. They said, you're going to preach next Sunday is the way they did me. And so I won't do him that away. But we'll try to let him get ready for preaching the gospel. And let's be prayerful for him. Before we go any farther in the service, anybody got a word of testimony or anything else on your heart? We've had some good testimonies. And you may have felt like testifying a while ago. Then when all this started going on, you thought, well, I'll just wait. Well, don't wait any longer. Just do what the Lord says. Somebody got a prayer request, got something on your heart. Amen. 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 We should. Amen. Yeah. Lord bless. Yes, we do.
Of some sort and a gift that God has given them.
Appreciate this. Are thankful for these young people, Sister Sandy. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sandy. Somebody else? While he is getting the song ready, I want us to remember Sister Tiffany. She's got a big responsibility in this too. And she needs our prayers too. So y'all remember her along with Brother Trey. Go ahead. Everybody follow the Lord. Somebody got a testimony while they're turning pages? Go right ahead. We're just praising God today.
Yeah. Thank God for Jesus, right? Somebody else got something on your heart. Somebody else. I'll say this. Brother Story told me as he was coming in, I said, not many people get to see a great-grandson be baptized. And he and Sister Story got to see that today. And he said that was the first one of them that had been baptized, I believe his great-grandson was. And we are thankful for that today. Anybody else got a word on your heart or anything? Go ahead. Bless him, Lord. When was that?
21 years ago.
Oh, 21 years.
Talking about the other enemy that they can mess with
that. Lord bless you. Bless your heart.
Amen. We're gathered for early morning devotion at 7 a.m. There's 11-year-old boy, and that's pretty early that day. We're in a great service.
Bless him, Lord.
It's kind of set up like this right here. I'll sit in the middle section, and chair probably. I'll sit between my two good friends, Brian Taylor and Daniel.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Enjoyed that testimony. Felt good to say that, did it?
Praise God. That's the first time he's ever been church and told his own testimony.
Bless your heart.
He told him before he got baptized, that's the first time he's told him. So good to hear your child stand up and pray.
Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. The song he requested, I think he requested, if we're going to take it, he did, is some calls it Glory, Glory, Glory. Some says it whatever the days of the week song. And basically, whatever day of the week you got saved on, you stand up on that day. Now, there's a verse there toward the end that says, it was a great day. You may not know the exact day of the week you got saved, and if you don't, you stand up on that great day is what you do. And so with that, we'll sing the Glory, Glory, or Days of the Week, whichever way you want to call it. Brother Brad? stood up during this song. Stand up again, please. Some churches, they do it, you stand up the entire song is what you do, and that way it gives everybody a chance to see, especially those that are unsaved, to see who's saved and see that they're not. And that's what I'm wanting you to do today. I want you to show these that are unsaved that you're saved and that they need to get saved. All right, you can take your seat if you want to. If you want to remain standing, that's fine too. Anybody else got a word or anything on your heart this morning? Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen. Bless your heart, Sister Priscilla. Appreciate this. Brother Slick. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Slee. Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else got a word on your heart? I thought we had sung it since then. I'm sorry, Brother Rodney. We were done that a long time ago. I was glad to see Landon get to stand up on his day. He told us what date, but I didn't know it was a Friday or Saturday or when, but he stood up on Saturday. I was glad to see that. I didn't realize Ashley had never had a chance to stand up like that. We need to do better about that then. Somebody else got a word.
Something about that name. Somebody else got
a word on your heart. Don't hold back. Amen. Amen. Lord, help. Yes. Bless you, Brother Story. Good to have you all today. Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Somebody else? I'll say this. Enjoy the testimonies of people being saved, telling about when you got saved. And what I'll add to that is you may be here today and you may have never told anybody about when you got saved. You may have stood up or something like that for the song. But what I would say to you today is this. If you haven't told somebody that you're saved, tell somebody. We'd like for you to tell us as a congregation, but if you don't tell us this way, step up to me outside. Just tell me about it. Maybe step up to some of your relatives. You got mothers out here that would love to hear about you being saved. You got fathers too. That would love to hear about you being saved. Just appreciate everybody. Somebody else got a word on your heart? 47.
Page 47.
Coming too. He is coming. Somebody else got a word on your heart. Amen. Appreciate this good testimony. Somebody else. Amen. Bless your heart, Sister Lee. Good testimony. Somebody else.
I got it ready for you already, brother.
That's the way the Lord works. Yep. somebody else. Amen. Bless you, Brother Randall. Appreciate this. Somebody else got something on your heart. It's true. It's a sure enough happy time, won't it? Bless your heart. Somebody else. Y'all ready for me to preach now? Y'all done a good job today, and I'm satisfied there'll be some come out and say, you sure did preach good today. And that. So I'm going to get ahead of you today. So I appreciate everybody. I appreciate your testimonies, your songs, everything you did. I appreciate Brother Trey telling his call to preach. I appreciate Landon following the Lord in baptism. I'm just thankful that his family was able to be here. I'm thankful that we got to be blessed to see the Spirit of God here. That's the big thing right there. Amen. Glad to see the Spirit of God here today. Somebody else got a word on your heart? Let's remember our services coming up here in the coming week. This Wednesday night's going to be a little different. We will not be having Bible study. Brother Paul Owosu will be preaching for us this Wednesday night at 6:30. He is the pastor of one of the churches in Guyana. He's one of our missionaries, as we call him, and want everybody to turn out. With Do-Re-Mi going on, the crowd's going to be down unless y'all show up. So take time to come out Wednesday night for our service and be with us is what I want you to do. Remember that service Wednesday night. If you can't come, make sure you pray. But everybody try to come out that possibly can. Please come out for that service then. Anything else? I do appreciate each and every one that's been here today. I haven't said it yet. We're glad to have our visitors with us today. Thank you for being here today. I hope you got a blessing out of this service today. What I'll say to as we close out this service today, I know we haven't given opportunity for people to be saved. I hope those that are unsaved have been praying in their seats. Now, if you want to come up here and seek the Lord after we dismiss, you come right ahead. This is your invitation now to find the Lord. I don't want you to think that it's secondary, because it's not. I just want you to find the Lord and be saved. Now, today is our business meeting. We'll stop the business meeting for you to seek the Lord. I want you to understand that. Your salvation is the most important thing today. But it's been a day of praise for us. Sometimes it's good for us just to praise God. Really, we should do it every Sunday in one form or fashion. And we're glad that you were here today for this service. Anybody else got a word on your heart? Anything you need to do? Appreciate all being here today. Let's be about God's business as we go on through this service. Let's be prayerful for Do-Re-Mi. Those kids up there, I think at least three different ones that I saw seeking the Lord. And there may have been more, but let's be prayerful for those that needs to be saved up there. Pray for those that's been saved, that they'll let their light shine among them. Anything else? We'll dismiss the service and we'll come back for business meeting in a little while. Thank everybody for being here. We thank all of our visitors for coming. Come back and be with us again next time, if you would. All hearts and minds clear? Brother Rowan, will you dismiss us, please?